Here's a big problem with that. In Genesis 2, God gave a direct command not to eat of the tree of, knowledge of good and evil. Mm. Yet they did. So they ate the fruit even after God told them, don't do it. So it was spelled by God, and they deliberately chose to disobey. They knew. They were without excuse. To disobey God, it was just the act of disobedience that should have been known based on how God instructed them not to do something. And to do so, it actually had consequences, and we all know what it is. So to ignore it was disobedience, and they, and of course all of us today, pay the price for that rebellion against God. And this is why Jesus came, to save us from our sins, so that we could be reconciled to God forever just by believing in him, by believing in his death on the cross and resurrection from the dead. But yet it all started right back there in the garden with Adam and Eve. And you know what? They knew before they ate that fruit that something was going to happen. God told them specifically in Genesis 2, the day you eat of it, you're going to surely die. Now, when he said that, of course, wasn't necessarily an automatic physical death, but they died spiritually. Like, their connection to God was cut off immediately.
Wow. It's so interesting to me how, as humans, even today's day and age, it's like on one part of our brain, we know we do not know better than God because he's God. But then there's like this weird sin nature that says, hey, actually, I think that you know better than God in this specific situation. Like, I think that thing is better for you, that addiction that you keep going to, that stuff that you're involved in. Like, I think that this is better for you.
Well, yeah, somehow we actually reason it out. I mean, like, that's what Satan did, and actually in Genesis 2,
it looks
when
good.
He tempted them. God did not actually say you would die. Instead, and then he went on with this big explanation. Your eyes are going to be open. You're going to be like God. And he convinced Eve that, guess what? This is going to be a good thing. But we all know the rest of the story.
I wonder how the enemy knew, because right now he's talking to person number two, like on the entire planet. He's talking to person number two. I wonder how he would assume and know man's nature to have like that curiosity inside of them. Like, how did the devil know that?
Well, I would imagine, just watching God's creation, knowing how God made the angels. The fact that man was made in God's image, they had enough of God's creativity, God's knowledge within them that Satan could tempt them. And he's just like, I'm going to give them an offer they can't refuse. And, without saying it, Godfather, like really he's like, I'm going to tell them something that they just can't pass up. And he knew where to go. If you take this, you're going to be like God. And that was enough.
Wow. Very interesting. You know, what's interesting too, Pastor Andrew, how we can look to the past and maybe different situations and different decisions people made and really learn so much when we don't just read the story in the Bible, but really kind of put ourselves in it, think around it, what's going on and how people responded. And we can definitely learn from that, eh?
Oh, for sure.